What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? As you know, this episode left us with a lot of questions that need answers. Stick with us if you want to find out, you know, what happened with Ricky. We've got a new liar on our hands. We're ready to dive in. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is the theme of tonight.
Goodness. We gotta call him out. Icky Ricky is what they're calling him.
Icky Ricky.
Let me tell you, I feel like this whole season is filled with liars.
Me too. It's a lot. But before we get started, I'm your girl, Alex Bowers.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Stacey Levis. I'm thinking, should we just join the cast at Night of Fiancé? I feel like we'll be a little better.
Hey, guys, Lynette Edgley here. I have no words.
It's really, and when we get to news and gossip, you guys are going to be breathless, honestly.
I'm excited to hear this.
We got a lot of good stuff. Yeah, Stacey knows nothing about it.
I
cannot wait to get your reaction. Yes. Overall thoughts.
A lot of changes tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm even more pissed off because just a lot of lies. And it's like, don't lie to us. Don't lie to your significant other. And I feel like it's just making me sad more. I mean, they're making the last cast look really like
good.
Have some integrity.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. This season, I don't have a favorite couple. And I feel like they're all in it for ulterior motives. And I feel like the episodes are super long and nothing happens. Like last season, I felt like there was so much. I've always felt there's so much drama.
Yeah.
This drama is like dumb drama. Yeah.
And it's like we've seen worse happen on this show. So
way
like
worse.
Now with this drama, it's just kind of like you said, it's very dull.
Yeah.
I would just say for this episode, my overall thought would just be like there's just too many trust issues going on.
Yeah. Well, it's because everyone's lying.
Yeah.
Well,
like, yeah, you can't trust anyone.
And how are we supposed to trust them?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be reality
TV, but reality is reality ever reality?
I think so.
We'll find out a little bit more about this reality, won't we?
For sure.
So we're going to go ahead and dive into our first couple, Michael and Angela. There's always a lot of drama with this couple, but their drama is getting a little bit boring. They have the same trust issues as they've had the entire season. Well, ever since she's gotten to Nigeria, and she gives him another chance. She's pretty skeptical.
He gives her a black eye.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That was just so funny.
He said, who's the black guy?
Yeah, that was like cringeworthy.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
He thought she said, who's like... You gave me the black eye or whatever she was saying. But she was saying, you're giving me a black eye.
Yeah. Trust issues, right? Who's the black guy?
Super dramatic, though.
Yeah.
The bag barely touched you. It's a cloth bag. It gave you a black eye.
Yeah.
Calm all the way down.
She's like, but I feel like at the same time, this episode, I am kind of like liking Angela a little bit more. Okay. Yeah. She's a little ignorant. Okay. She gets on my nerves. But Michael is giving me so many like, trust issues, and he's lying so much that I really like want Angela to just, you know, run.
Yeah.
See, I think that Michael doesn't think he's lying. I think that Michael thinks that he just has to be nice to her, and he's it's like a job to him. I'm going to be nice to her, and I'm going to tell her what she wants to hear. I'm going to love on her so that I can get to America. Because he even said he's avoiding arguments, and so he lies because he wants to go to America. And if she leaves, he's going to be stuck in Nigeria.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
he knows what he wants.
He wants to come to America.
Like, he ends every sentence with America. Yeah. So I can come to America.
Yeah. She knows. He knows. Yeah. I mean, either you're going to join, you know, create a contract and be like, okay, I understand you don't like me. I need a man. You need to come to America. Let's just make this happen.
Why doesn't he just be like her nursing aide? Do you know what I mean? As she gets older, that will be like his job. But then he gets to come to America, yeah, and it's like a win-win situation.
And she keeps saying she doesn't have that many years to live. Like, why does she keep saying
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying.
I know, you should.
I think
that
idea is a great idea.
It's just a lot. Like, and you're just like reminding him that he's going to be with this older lady, which is not a problem. But you keep saying basically you don't have much time left. Girl, get it together. If you want to keep him, not that you should because he's a liar, you got to do better.
Yeah.
You got to like make yourself like, but her personality is pretty young, right?
That's what I'm saying. I think she's pretty immature.
She's super
like
immature.
She's older, and that's why she goes for young guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with that.
I get it.
I agree with that.
Every time I watch her with this whole green card situation, I just feel like she reminds me of Tyra Banks when Tyra's like, I have one more photo in my hand. Like, this is a really tough decision. Like, I'm going to have to decide, Michael.
Like, she's dangling it in front of his
one,
face.
One green card. Not this? Even like she can like say whether he gets the green card or not, yeah, but got one green card left in my hand, Michael. Girl, get over yourself. You don't know whether he'll get it regardless.
No.
I really feel though that she, had she been able to afford to leave, that she would have left. Do you know what I mean? But she couldn't afford to leave, so now she's trying to like save face and say like she's taking him back and that she still loves him. She's over it.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I don't think this chance she's giving him, I don't think she's actually gonna like, she's actually gonna give him a new slate.
No, she's not.
She can't get over things. She's
I think it's sad because she's looking for love and real love and companionship, and she's looking in all the wrong places.
But
I mean,
she
why
also,
are you going for someone that's so half your age practically, and he's not really into you? Like, he doesn't love you. He wants a ticket there. So then you're just kind of like, well, whatever. Yeah. I don't care if he really likes me.
Sometimes doesn't matter, but for him, for this situation, I just really do feel like it's, you know, he's not done living out his glory days.
Listen, you know what? I think for this couple specifically, age doesn't matter because it's not a real relationship. They're both in it for the wrong reasons, and he's definitely not in it because he loves her.
Yeah.
I mean, he even said, you've been like a mother to me. Do you guys remember him saying mm-hmm. that when they were talking it out and he gave her the cake?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a super weird thing to say, but I get what you mean. Like, you're looking at her as like a mother figure that's going to take care of you and bring you over to America and take care of you while you live your best life.
Isn't right. that kind of like a sugar daddy? But like a
sugar mama.
Sugar mama.
But she's not. Where's the sugar? Because.
Hey.
Well, and well, I'm saying ticket. Because she says she doesn't really have much money. So where is she? Just a mama?
He don't know.
Like.
Ooh, he don't know.
It's like Dave and Annie situation.
He doesn't know that, right? All he knows is that she came over from America, which is not a cheap flight, and is staying at a hotel, all of this stuff. He doesn't know what her situation is.
I guess he's just like, your president is Trump. Everyone's rich over there.
Exactly.
Bye.
And
goodbye.
Kimberly Mayfield in the chat said that it's for sex. Maybe Angela just wants sex.
She can get that
she can
in
get
Georgia.
Sex in America, dude.
Yeah.
America.
That's everywhere.
Is that right?
America.
That's America.
But as dull as this drama is, where can AfterBuzzers go?
Guys, you can find so much more drama on other reality stations. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out all our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comment, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And also, you guys, go on iTunes and give us 5 stars. Yeah. Yes, sir. Follow us on Instagram, And I want to do some, can I do some shout outs right
of
now?
Of course.
Because okay, there's so many of our fans and 90 Day fans in the chat.
Hi, guys.
We love hearing from you. Queen Shally, one. Kimberly Mayfield, Coffee Time. Love you. Luann Simon. Who else? Amber. Oh my goodness. We have so many. You guys, I love seeing this. I'm going
to
start.
Too. Like, I'm like,
it's going fast too. Yeah. You guys, there's a lot.
You guys are doing great.
We have so much drama. Yeah. Let us know what you guys think of the couple right now. We want to know. Michael and Angela, what do you think?
Wait,
one word.
I have to shout out one more person. Deja XO.
Deja.
Deja.
Hey, Deja. Hey, girl.
You guys are great. Are you ready to jump into the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is Icky Ricky and Hermana. And, of course, even though she's not there, Melissa. We cannot stop saying Melissa's name this episode. It's in every sentence that came out of anyone's mouth. Was anyone else annoyed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and before this, I actually thought Ricky was a good guy. I'm kind of
Wow.
You know we all loved him. We all loved him. We're like, oh, he just wants to find love, and he's a hopeless romantic. He scammed us. Oh,
I'm a salesman.
Like, I'm like, I don't like to be deceived, and he really got us. Like,
he's good.
But what he really is, it's just like he plays this great guy, like you said, and then really deep down, he's just a pig.
Real talk.
And I'm not talking about, like, he just...
She went there all the way there.
I went there, Ricky, because, Ricky, you went too far.
Can we start from the beginning of the scene, though? Because I was like, is he crying? Tears going down his eyes, saying how it takes so much courage to be honest?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Flip the script, just like the rest of the men in this episode.
Yeah. Oh, we've got some men that have flipped the script. Yeah. But
is this
Ricky
like a man
really,
thing? And we gotta know. Is this just a man thing or what?
It's this season of guys. It's this season of guys. Because I don't think I felt this way so strongly about so many of the couples.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you feel like Hermana will actually, like we said, we don't think Angela will necessarily give him a clean slate. Do you think Hermana will be able to? I just feel like deep down, she knows that she's been betrayed. And you can tell, like, she just can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's going to fully trust him. I think she's going to probably stick with him, but I don't think she's going to fully trust him.
Yeah.
She's hurt. You can see in their eyes. Like, she's really hurt by him.
She's hurt. And then you also, if you looked at the preview for the next episode, she's, like, getting revenge, too. Like, she wants to show him, like, this was not okay.
Right.
So you're going to do what I say.
Yeah. But I don't see her going too far with anything.
And I don't
see she's such a sweet person. I hope you're not playing as Hermana because your man sure did. Please do not play us.
No.
Because I feel like we're all Team Hermana here, right?
Yeah. She seems like a sincere person, but I don't know. I've been fooled.
Yeah.
So I'm a little speechless on this.
She's messing with a dangerous man.
We were
right
like
here.
All Team Ricky, you know, with his daughter raising her alone, and then he had another daughter, single dad.
And then Melissa being
so bad helped
us. But then
I think kind of going for Melissa showed a little bit about himself, too.
Oh, absolutely did.
Yeah.
And absolutely did.
So I was like,
he wants the trophy wife, right?
He wants the trophy. So it kind of shows about Ricky and his image. And, you know,
and even when he questioned Hermana, like when he was having her jump through hoops, but he never asked Melissa any of the questions that he asked Hermana or wanted to know if she was really there for the right reason.
Yeah.
What was the same energy?
And it's interesting to me how quickly he falls in love. Mm-hmm. Like, how many weeks have you been there? You were in love with Melissa and Hermana in maybe a 2-week span?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if he's like really in love.
No, he just wants the attention and he wants like a beautiful woman to love on him.
Yeah.
And just like she said, plan A or plan B, it could be A, B, C, D. It doesn't matter. Just insert girl here.
Right.
That is so sad, though, because he doesn't really love any of them.
No.
Oh, and you stick to that.
Yeah.
Stick to that for news and gossip.
Ooh, because he's on to the next one still.
Ugh. We got some hot tea. Piping hot tea.
I was rooting for this couple.
No. Wrong couple to root for now. Yeah, no, we all were. But.
So are all these couples just fail? Failures?
So far.
Yeah.
We're 2 for 2.
Yeah. And then the word love keeps getting thrown around.
Love is an action.
We had Hazel drop the word.
I can't wait till we talk about them.
No, we're talking about them now. Tariq and Hazel.
Okay.
I love you. That was so forced.
She's uncomfortable, like even kissing him. And yeah. He was like, I feel like she's trying to kiss her best friend.
She's uncomfortable because she does not like him.
She's not attracted
she's
to
not
him.
She's not attracted to him. She does not like him.
Right.
He is her meal ticket out. That is it, period. And you see how upset she looks is because she's not happy being there with him. And that's why she's like, oh, he's too affectionate. Dude, this guy traveled across the world to be with you. He's considering proposing to you, and you're saying he's too affectionate? You haven't slept with him. You barely will kiss him on the lips, okay? She does not like him.
I think the only reason she said I love you is because she felt that, you know, she knows he only has a week left. She knows she has to make an impression and kind of give in a little bit. You can't be this rock or this wall the whole time and not, I mean, and expect a ring or expect to get to America. So I think she knew, like, okay, now's the perfect time. She started kissing him back. I'm like, hold up, what is going on? You really got Tariq falling for you?
Yeah.
And then she hit him with the, you know, the three major bombs.
And then he was like, they had a moment. And I'm like, if you saw that moment from our eyes, that didn't look like a moment.
It was
that
not
looked
a moment.
Like an awkward,
cringeworthy.
Oh, cringeworthy.
Cringeworthy.
Ugh.
So,
and then like, when the producer asked, do you really love Tariq? Her face.
Yeah.
So, her face was like,
she knows she doesn't.
Look at my face right now, people. Like
zoom into Linda.
And then she was like this.
Shout out to the podcast.
She's like this.
Oh yes. My gosh, yes. That face. Yeah, like she wasn't. And she
her
didn't.
Her face was so serious, and it was a one word answer. You knew she was lying through her teeth.
And she didn't. You know when they say, like, you can kind of tell when someone's lying because they'll, like, not. Like, if they're saying yes, they'll, like, nod no while they're doing it. She was just, like, not nodding at all.
Right.
She was like, yes.
Right. And I know some of you guys may not have seen Linda's face, but you can definitely listen on your way, LA traffic, you know, or anywhere else you are in the world.
My face was not
the podcast.
Impressed.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to listen in. You don't only have to watch, guys. You know that, though, right?
Well.
Our next couple. Are you guys ready?
Wait.
Do you have something else to say about this couple?
Well, did you want to talk about their little mini vacation in El Nindo?
We can. I thought the main thing was I love you, but that it was beautiful. What about that?
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was interesting that they were trying to get away from the brother, Dean, saying Dean was causing all the problems. No, Tariq, you really need to look at your relationship because I think your woman is causing most of the problems because she's just not that into you.
Yeah. So do you see him proposing? Do you see him actually going through and proposing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. The problem is that she did say, I love you, and he believed her.
Right.
Because think about it, if you're deprived from any affection and you've traveled all this way and this girl is like basically like, I'm not giving you anything. Oh, but I love you.
Yeah.
And he was talking
about he was talking about what it meant to him. Like he was just like really in shock that she actually had said it and it really meant a lot to him. So, no, I think I'm hoping that she'll throw a red flag before he pulls out that ring.
Yeah.
I hope.
No, she's not. She's going for it. She has a goal. One goal in mind.
Yeah. But.
Although in the preview, when she talks about her sister thinks that she should marry that Japanese man because he might be rich. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see his face?
Yeah. That may be the red flag. Mm-hmm. That may be. Yeah. Maybe he'll go back.
In a weird way, I kind of feel bad for Hazel because she's in a situation where she's kind of like, oh, my God, I have to force myself to be with this man.
What?
Like, in a weird way.
Stacey, you feel bad for him?
Her, because she doesn't.
Her?
She's like fighting for a better life a little bit.
Stacey.
Seeing that trip and her having to be with him. And he's like,
can we rewind that? Maybe cut and edit that whole section out. She thinks that whole thought through.
I don't know if any of our fans...
They're probably going to disagree with me. I mean, but seeing that boat ride, I'm like, please. But seeing that boat ride, I kind of felt bad because, I mean, come on. If you kiss someone that you're just like, oh, I don't know, like...
She wants that, though. Like, she knows she's doing it by choice. No one is forcing her.
Yeah.
It's by choice. She knows what she wants to get out of it. I cannot believe you.
I cannot believe you either.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Then we get to Marta and Dia. You guys, if of any couple on this show,
Team Marta,
I have to say they're a little bit more boring than John and Rachel. And that's hard for me to say because y'all know I'm not really big fans of John and Rachel. They're just kind of, but nothing is happening.
I'm still confused why they introduced this couple last episode. I just don't understand any of it. They have never met. Yes, they're speaking via Skype or whatever, but they can barely communicate. She's going to Algeria. They don't share the same like religion or belief system. And for her to wear just a little cross and him freak out and hang up, yeah. I was like, oh, really? Is this where we are right now?
Right. And you kind of had a theory about, you know, how it would, well, I mean, why? Last week you were talking about how, you know, 90 Day would do something where the Americans go over to
That's exactly what it is. She's filler.
But we just got a preview for the new season of 90 Day Fiancé.
This show's a hit. I mean, all of the spinoffs are hits.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep this going.
So what would they do with this couple, though? I just want to know where they're getting. We don't have...
No, it's not the 90 Day Fiancé, so there's so many, spin-off. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a new spinoff. We don't know what the subtitle of the 90 Days is going to be.
Okay.
But they're... The American is going to that country.
Yeah, and you still believe that they're one of the couples that'll be...
Absolutely. There's no other reason to have her in episode 7, season 2.
I thought that, but then she had a conversation with her daughter. And her daughter was talking to her, and she was just like, I have to come back. I can't leave you guys.
Yeah, but she wants to come back married. She wants to come back engaged so that he can come over.
Yeah. Okay. So you think she's gonna go over there, and
she's
then
gonna go
he's
over
gonna
there.
Just come back?
I'm just curious how long it will last. Like her over there,
not long at all.
Is it gonna be like a Nicole situation?
Oh, it's not gonna be that.
P.S.
At
we're
all.
Still waiting for that spinoff.
No, seriously,
I'm still waiting for that spinoff. Nicole and Asin.
He's so aggressive. I'm really not a fan of him at all. Dia. Like, is he gonna be another Jesse? Almost like just already controlling and playing mind games. I really feel that from him.
Well, he really wants her to convert to Islam, so I think that that's going to be their biggest point of contention.
Yeah.
And I think that her being an exotic dancer is going to be a huge issue when she gets there.
But how is she going to support him here, then? If she gets up her job.
She thinks that they're going to be like a cross-cultural, cross-religious family, and that so it's going to be okay for her to be her and him to be him, but like...
Do you think this couple is also like Ricky and Melissa? Well,
no.
Was kind of like
no.
A
no.
Like, did she's could. Only into the looks, though? Like, Marta's only in it because she thinks he's hot?
I really don't know how I feel about them. I can only compare him a little bit to Jesse. But not Ricky or anybody. What did you say?
No, I'm just saying, like, because she's, you know, Ricky's was all about, you know, having a trophy. So I don't know. It seems like Marta's just really into him because of his looks.
Maybe that's what really attracts. Yeah,
she's gonna be pleasantly. She should call. You know what, Marta? Call Nicole because Nicole's gonna tell you what happens when you're in a Muslim country. You think you're gonna be jumping all over him?
It's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
You think you can wear what you? The stuff that she was showing her daughter of like, this is what they wear, and this is what I'm like. No, girl, they're like really covered up over there. She really thinks she can like get away with things. Like, no.
Amber said that Marta is still in the U.S. in the next episode. Amber in the chat.
Yeah, it's because she probably didn't get her visa. She's got to get a visa, and she's got to get an invitation. So a lot of African countries are like this, too. You can't just travel there. You have to have someone invite you from the consulate, someone that lives there, and then you get a tourist visa and go, and that's what she needs here.
Do you think he'll actually write it, or do you think he's going to not
go through with it? He can write it, but like, if she has 1 week, it has to get from Algeria to the Algerian consulate in the U.S.,
Goodness.
I personally believe there's more to this story. I think she's sending him money over there. Because there's no way he's going to be holding on. You don't think so?
No.
I do.
I don't get that vibe at all.
Yeah, I don't get that vibe at all. I think she just thinks he's hot. And she wants a hot husband.
I agree. Yeah. We've got 3 more couples to get through.
Let's go.
We're going to save the best for last. And you know that's Darcy and Jesse. Well, no, I don't know if they're the best.
They just make me so sad.
But their drama is just a lot. But let's go ahead and get Rachel and John out of the way.
Out of the way.
We're still at, she's trying to figure out what she's going to do for the marriage and, you know, working things out. She tries on the dress. She's very insecure. I really felt for her right then when she was actually wedding dress shopping. But how did you guys feel?
How does she know what his exes look like? I'm curious.
I don't know. I don't want to know what
they look like. I hope he hasn't been like showing her like, oh, this is what my ex looks like. Because I mean, how do you get that insecure about like being with a guy when you don't really know what type of people he was with in the past? You
Instagram.
Have to know some stuff.
Instagram. Maybe he was still tagged in pictures.
I think
something.
He was a play. Well, we already know big time player.
Yeah,
back 100%. In the day.
Linda, what you got to say? You over there?
No, I think that I felt bad for her, but at the same time, I felt I remember thinking, well, he didn't marry any of those other women. He's marrying you. So you should have some comfort in that. And I feel like you should. You're a mom to two girls. I feel like you should have a little bit more confidence because you're role models for those girls. And you don't have to look a specific way just to think that your man only likes one type. He didn't put a ring on it for anyone else but you. So obviously there's something about you that he does like. So stop playing like the, ooh, woe is me. And just like own it and enjoy the moment. That's what I thought.
I get it. But do you think that he is a part of the reason that she feels so insecure? Not maybe, I mean, maybe not just the other women that he's had in the past, but because of the things she's just now finding out about him?
I mean, I think that's part of it. But I think that her insecurities are huge. More than that.
But yeah, he also said, I believe so, in previous episodes that he said she's not like the other women I would date before. So maybe he has mentioned that to her.
Yeah. Maybe he said stuff like that on, like, just on the slide and not even noticed it. Like, maybe he says it just like Michael says Angela's his mother. Like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And it really actually sits there and gets to her.
Yeah.
But I also agree with you guys now, watching this last episode, what you said previously, Linda and Alex, about them knowing each other before.
Oh, for sure.
Because, come on, you don't, that comfort level and stuff, some of the other couples, you don't really, like Hazel and Tariq, you don't see that.
Yeah.
But with them, you know you do see
there's
that.
There's no way that she went over to London for 2 weeks and then brought her kid back, kid's been home for 2 months, and is still calling him data. There's no way.
No.
You cannot convince me for 1 minute that they didn't know each other beforehand. Yeah. And I'm even throwing it out there that that's his kid.
I think.
Can't.
How old is she, the baby?
I don't, like, is she like 8 months? She has to be older than that, right?
Yeah, now? I'm not, she's crawling know. Now, right? So, yeah. I don't know.
She never really says, I don't think.
But I did want to talk a little bit about Rachel seeing the immigration attorney and their decision between the K-1 visa versus a marriage face versus an immigrant visa processing, and then what they actually decided. So as we all know, the K-1 visa process, we all know it inside and out. So they're not going to do the fiance visa, and they're not going to do the marriage-based visa, which is the K-3 visa. Instead, they're going to do this immigrant visa processing, which is you're going to go directly for the green card because you got married.
Let me just say this. I miss your Illegally Bound.
I know.
I really do. Because you know everything about the visas and all that stuff. But continue. I just had to say that.
So what I think is interesting about going for the green card process and not the K-3 visa is that, okay, so you get married and you're going to go. We know this processing time, because he has a criminal record, can be up to 3 years. And it's still not guaranteed. So with all the changes that has gone on in the U.S. and all the talk about just not just like illegals, but immigration in general. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine you're doing all of this? You're spending all your pennies and you pick the wrong one, because now you're just going for a straight green card.
Right.
And then if he can't, if he doesn't get it, he's like permanently like not able to get anything else? Or?
Well, no, he can start a different process, but that's three years.
Just that one.
But and it doesn't mean that he's going to be here while he's going through the process. So they're going to be apart.
She's in a sticky situation, too, because she can't move because one of her daughter's dads won't allow that. And because they have like maybe 50-50 custody.
Yeah, they have 50-50 custody, and he said no. And I thought it was even sad when she said none of her friends or family are coming to the wedding, and her dad's not coming. She can't bring her eldest daughter because the ex, whoever, said no. So it's just going to be her and probably her baby.
I mean, that's the price.
Is
and
it?
How was, okay.
It really is. When you're getting married overseas, or anything like that, a lot of your family can't afford tickets. So just because you're willing to spend your last penny on going to go meet him doesn't mean that they have to.
But this is not quite the typical destination wedding. Because weren't you guys surprised that they were getting married in like a few weeks?
Yeah.
When did you guys mention that last episode? So you got engaged. She came back and 2 months has passed or whatever. That's what it said. A few months have passed since she saw John. And then 2 weeks later, boom, you're going back there and getting married.
Right.
Like, what was the process in between that? You just threw that out at us? That's why no one's going.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're not all for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Or maybe they've already attended a wedding.
They're like, right.
There you go.
That's the one.
And then I also have to say something else. Fans, please search to find, what's the baby's name again?
Which baby?
Her baby. Her and John.
Starts with
I forgot the name. Gosh.
Luna. Lula.
whatever. The baby's dad. Where is he? Did he just run away? Is there any way? I mean, our fans would have found him already.
Yeah. It's really weird that we haven't found him. Or, I mean, right, it'd be really nosy. I'm surprised that they haven't found the baby daddy to the other child.
Because I think they have.
They have?
Yeah, for the oldest?
Yeah.
I think they have. I think they've seen a photo of him.
They find everyone.
Yeah.
The fans find everyone.
Yeah. Is he anything like John?
Look-wise? I think he has blonde hair. That's all I remember. It was quick in my little 90-day fiancé.
Little scroll. Group.
Yep.
So, what do you guys feel about Paul and Caridi and this tea that we got with them? It was a lot.
Damn, that's
she's pregnant now.
She's been pregnant. I told you guys that last week.
She's been pregnant.
She was pregnant. I had to write down the facts too because I know you all like facts. 4 to 5 weeks pregnant when she got married. So she at that point when we saw it in this episode, she was 4 to 5 weeks pregnant, is what the doctor said. So she was already pregnant when they got married.
Yeah, was it? So it was by him though.
I didn't say all that.
I saw some people saying. That he hadn't been there that long. But how long has he been there?
I'm not sure, but I feel like he's been there for a while now. Mm-hmm. This is his second trip, sorry.
Yeah, no. I think it's his baby. I don't think it's anyone else's. I think it's kind of sad, though, because the mom seems, like, terrified that it's his baby or that she's even still with him.
I don't think we'll know. And I'm not going to say which, like, if I think it is. I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
For some reason, I don't. But I feel like he's the type to not even care. Like, it hurts his feelings or blah, 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 but it's Caridi at the end of the day. Maybe he'll make up some lies about her, I don't know, and throw her, and her name in the dirt. But, like, I still think that he's going to stick with her regardless if it's his or not, but she hasn't had the
baby.
He's
going to stick with her because he has no other choices, and he's a super controlling freak, and no one else is going to put up with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally said it.
Went there.
Did you see his Instagram story
in the last few days? What was it about?
Like, she's throwing a shoe at him because he was, like, saying a bunch of stuff about her, and I feel like he's always, like, putting her down on social media, and it's not very nice. It's not very nice at all.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They did this cleaning one where she, like, put, I don't know, some type of wrong cleaner in the laundry. Mm-hmm. And they, like, totally screenshot it and put it on social media. Like,
so they're playing off of this, then?
I guess he is, but I just find it not nice.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants publicity.
Yeah.
And for their name to get out there.
I mean, a lot of it, I think they all want to be on TV.
Yeah. No, yeah. They definitely all want to be there. Yeah. Even if they like act like it's just the hardest.
They can find a way.
They love it.
But I didn't get that vibe from previous seasons. Like, previous seasons, I feel like these couples are really trying to make it work. And they're fighting through their quirks and differences and cultural differences. And I've had favorites for sure that I've loved and follow and still follow. This season is just a little bit different. I don't know why.
And I don't think we felt that way until this season. So the other seasons, we may have, like, had our, like, pre-notions and, like, no, but, I don't know. But, like, when you get to this season, you really start to appreciate the people from the other season and how genuine they are. Yeah.
Like, even Anafisa and George now seem super tame compared to what this is.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think as the show, it's growing. Their fans are growing. Like, it's getting bigger. We're getting more spinoffs. It's people are wanting to be on the show more now, so they're going to find ways. They're getting popularity from it.
Okay,
so I think they might be finding a way to get on the show.
Yeah, and you would think, like, with as the popularity goes up, the more drama we would get, or like,
the more craziness.
You know, the craziness and the real relationships and, like, you actually going through this with these people. But, like, we are watching it, but we're just kind of, like, sitting back, like, not even invested in these couples.
Angela and Michael are legit. I think she really wants to be. I don't think she's doing it for the fame.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, she's been on Maury, but...
No.
I think she really wants to be with
second floor. Second false claim by Stacey.
Stacey's just going all over on one.
Yeah. On that
fire says she's on her own separate island today.
And you think she's doing it for the fame, Angela?
I don't know.
You don't think she really liked him?
No. I just...
Come on.
I'll give you this. I think Tariq that Hazel, she was on. Excited that there was a young man that was showing her some attention. I think as soon as she got to Nigeria, the like reality set in for both of them. And now it's about something else.
Right. Tragic. But I'm glad you, I mean, you're sticking to it.
You have what you have to say. Yeah.
And you're sticking to it. So, I mean, it's good that we all have different opinions, right?
Absolutely.
100%. Let's head over to our last couple, Jesse. I was supposed to say Desi and Darcy.
Jesse.
Jesse and Darcy. I don't know really how I feel. Like, I really do not like, I've said that like 5 times, Jesse. Like, at all, 100%. He really got to me this episode. Like, I really feel some type of way about him and how he treated Darcy. And you see Darcy just so excited. And usually I'm like, she's a grown woman. She can handle her own. She needs to be stronger, blah, blah, blah. I throw all these shots. But at the same time, like, seeing her, like, get ready and be excited. It's like, he's planning stuff. Get her teeth fixed. All this, I feel really, really bad for Darcy. And I just really wanted to just give her a tight hug this episode.
Yeah? Yeah, I agree with you. I felt bad because, I mean, I guess it's good to break up in person, but you should have told her, like, hey, I want to sit down and talk about a relationship. I feel like things aren't going very well. Say something before you get there, because she's coming from Connecticut. You're coming from Amsterdam. She's thinking, like, what did she say? Oh, maybe I'm getting wooed right now.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw her, like, struggling with her 10 pieces of luggage, going up the stairs all hopeful. And it was really, I did. I agree with you. I wanted to give her a hug. You have no idea what's in store for you.
Yeah, and I think it was the final slap in the face by Jesse. Like, this is what he does. That's why people are wondering, like, why does she like him? Why does she like him? Because look it, he gets her hopes up. He gets her excited. It's, like, abusive. And we've already said it. It's emotionally abusive. Yeah. Gets her hopes up, wheels her in, and then she's like, yeah, I'm excited. Maybe if this time I'll get the love, and then poof, slap in the face.
And he's trying to act like he's doing it out of respect. And, you know, most people are like, you know, I have respect for people.
Ego.
I will say it face to face, blah, blah, blah. But this is just 100%, I agree, ego, and he knows what he's doing.
And I was really curious when he said, so he's basically saying she brings drama, lie, and manipulation, and that when he was back in Amsterdam, he found out something horrible about her. Do you guys remember hearing that? I was like, well, what exactly did you find out? Because right now, you're just throwing shade.
Right.
And you're not backing it up. So I'm having a hard time believing that for 1 minute.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that needs.
Yeah, and all of those things he said, like, she's a manipulator, she's lying. That's all who he is.
Yep.
He's just mirroring it.
He's self-describing.
He's putting it all on her because he can't handle the truth that he used her.
100%.
Yep.
We'll figure out what he has to really say.
And it's so funny that now that I think about it as well, when he says, oh, well, from day one, she wanted me to marry him. Dude, this is called 90 Day Fiancé. What else would she be thinking?
Right. Yeah. And she's been with him for a little minute, right?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Like, she's ready. And he knows her age. He knew getting into this, how she felt about it. So I just felt like he was stringing her along. He was playing with her emotions. And really, we know that they're not together now. And he's just leaving her a little broken, you know? Yeah. He just came through, did what he wanted to do, and then just left. And that, like, that's another thing she's gonna have to go through, because she's already been through a divorce or a really bad relationship before.
She'll rebound. She's a beautiful woman. She'll be fun.
Yeah.
You got it, girl. You guys ready for news and gossip?
Yeah, let's go into
gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I mean, these couples.
No, seriously. These couples, are these fan reactions?
I think those are your fan reactions first.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into these reactions. I'll read like 3. First one, I don't think Catholic stripper and devout Muslim who speak English is going to work out. Okay. It says 90 Day Fiancé from Jesse. Let's meet in the park. The very, very busy park with lots of witnesses. Please God, don't hurt me.
Oh my God, that Natasha one is scary.
Which one?
The one that says, make no mistake, Jesse is a psychopath. This is why he wants a face-to-face breakup. He wants to see the misery and pain on Darcy's face.
Yeah.
Like how serial killers collect trophies. Pain is his trophy. Hashtag 90 Day Fiancé.
I think he's a narcissist. Total, like, he has narcissistic
100%.
Disorder.
Another one says, if Darcy wants a proposal so bad, the 90 Day producer should introduce her to Ricky.
Aww.
Y'all, don't do my girl Darcy like that.
No, because Ricky has 10 more in the back burner.
They said, last one, they said they only called Paul to the clinic because the bill needed to be paid. No, seriously, they that even told him, like, they didn't even care if he would help raise.
Thinking the kid, between the lines, I like it.
Yeah. That's true. Guys, so this photo is of, what's her face? Is Rachel's best friend,
yep.
Sherry, and I was stuck on her makeup. Like, I cannot ever say that I am a makeup expert, but I don't understand what's happening here. And it was so distracting to me when I was watching it because I was really trying to pay attention to the dresses and their interaction. But like between her makeup and then the sales lady's like weird winged hair that was sticking out, I was like, what's happening? And why are the producers not saying anything?
Woo! Yeah, they just like, she got whatever you feel like when you go on.
Seriously, when she got the car, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, maybe she's just expressing herself. Okay. But like, this is just too much. Okay.
I don't know.
It's a lot for TV.
It's a lot in general. I mean, expectation versus reality. That's all I'll say.
Or maybe she likes it.
I don't know. Next one. Let's see who we got.
In the next one, are we talking about Ricky? Is that next? Yeah.
I think Ricky's next.
Okay, guys. If we can blow this up a little bit. So, Ricky is a scammer. As far as online is concerned. So I'll read what it says there first. It says, I'm telling you, 90% of the recent cast and the upcoming show are frauds. Mm-hmm. And the story is that Ricky and his wife were gaming the system for fame and fortune and scammed Xima. I see her name.
Ximena.
Ximena. Scammed her. So the source says that she wishes to remain anonymous because she doesn't want any backlash. But basically, Ricky was talking to Ximena the whole time from the beginning. He wasn't talking to Melissa. And it was between the wife and him and the production company to throw this Melissa character in as extra drama once he got to Colombia. Or, yeah, to Colombia. And then it also says, hearing from the behind-the-scenes source, then watching the latest episode, it's a little bit stunning in retrospect because here's what the source said. They said that Ricky was planning to use the show to advance his career. Mm-hmm. And if you go back to his promo where he like went out for the show, the promo shows him promoting his business.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
You better, Ricky.
So you're teaming up with your wife. Makes sense why you appear to be this great guy because she's telling you what women want to hear and we all just got fooled.
I kind of believe this theory. Like,
damn!
I really do. We're getting played left and right on this season. I can't even lie. But
oh my God.
Real quick. Crazy. We'll go to the next one really quick.
Heck?
So this is just about 90 Day Fiancé T. Follow them, you guys. They're actually all the T's.
We do.
Here.
Oh,
we love them.
We love you.
A woman is currently exposing one of the cast members this season. Apparently, there's a cast member, Icky Ricky, who is flying several women out to see him for a one-night stand, all expenses paid, and to build a future, allegedly. This is one of them. So he's basically doing this, and we will see for the show. What? If we go to the next picture, we'll actually get into some of his text messages.
Ew.
The lady said, well, it cut off, but she says, are any of the same cast going to be on the next season? He said, they're still trying to figure it out. Let's say we get serious. We'd be on regular 90 Day Fiancé. She said, they would actually put us. And he said, 100%, 1,000%, I'm really close to the producers. I get these folks on speed dial. How do you get close to them? Ha, that's cute. And then he goes and says, when they came to Columbus, we partied. They said they rarely hang out with the cast, but I was different. You're not
so
different.
Let me get this straight. So he's texting some random chick.
Yep.
And he's basically like, hook up with me. And if we last, then you'll be on the next season of 90 Day Fiancé. Is that what he's saying?
100%.
You sound stupid, Ricky. You sound stupider, like, and stupider.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if you're going to do this, like, FaceTime or something, but the fact that people actually have proof and are putting you out, come on. These people, everyone's amateur. Coming with their receipts this season. I have to say that.
Like, they think they're not going to be caught. And this is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And you're saying this about the producers. It's just a lot. But do you like your news and gossip? Did you like
that? Yeah, I'm actually like shocked right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a whole plan. As long as you're
As long as you're good, then as long as you got your tea. But
is it Halloween yet?
Let's go ahead and get into our special segment. What do you think? Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Some ice spots. Okay.
My first question is, well, because you know this was an episode of Second Chances, did anyone actually deserve a second chance?
Out of all the couples?
Out of any of the couples. So I think it was Michael and Ricky that got the second chances. Did they deserve it? They did? Okay. Linda says yes. Why do you say it?
Yes.
What do you say?
I'm going to go with yes. I think Michael deserves a second chance. I don't think Ricky.
Okay. That's exactly what
and
I think.
And I'm going to say yes. Yes from Alex. So yes from all three of us. Yep. I agree with you 100%.
Michael, just don't be lying to us.
Yeah, no,
but the
seriously.
Thing is, I mean, we talked about it. And I know he's we won't get though. Totally into it. Well, is he really lying, though? Or is she blowing things out of proportion?
Yeah. Like the
girl and the... And the phones, 1,000 people you're following. Who cares if he's following 1,000 people
the bag,
on Instagram?
The black eye, okay. The bitter in
not,
face.
If you're not telling the whole truth from the very beginning, I just think that you're lying. And leaving anything out is lying to me.
But he... Okay.
And we also we also don't know if they were exclusive in the beginning.
Right,
so what?
Yeah, you cheating.
Yeah, yes. So we don't know. Yeah, yes. So we don't know that. And now after seeing this episode, I'm kind of like Team Michael.
Me too.
Team Michael. I don't think I could ever be... Well, I was at the beginning of the season. And then now I'm kind of liking
nice.
Angela a little bit. I don't know. I think like Michael's playing us. next question. Do you think Michael will make it to the States?
No. We already know that he doesn't make it.
No from Linda?
I think possibly.
Possibly
where
from
there's
Stacey.
A will, there's a way. And he's going to find it. If Angela's not in the mix, he'll find a new chick.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's like Tyra Banks giving out these, like, she thinks she's giving out these green cards and passes to get to the U.S.
But we already know, know that they're not together. We already know that she's moved on and has a new man and has some DUI problems. So I don't, he's not coming through her dime. That's for sure.
Not at all.
Might be someone else.
So you don't even think it'll be a situation where he just doesn't, he makes it, but like it doesn't work and he goes back?
No.
Not at all?
She's going home by herself.
All right.
Okay. I thought she was going to go home this episode.
She couldn't afford to change her ticket.
And then this question really quick.
That's what she said.
No, in general, you don't have to use your signs this time. Who is the least trustworthy? Hazel, Jesse, Michael, or Paul? I'll say it again.
Oh my
Hazel,
God.
Jesse, Michael, or Paul? Least trustworthy.
Is this a sliding scale?
No, you just pick one person.
Oh, I can't just pick one.
The least trustworthy.
Hazel.
Hazel? Okay.
But Linda, she's not the least trustworthy because she's telling him directly, like, I want you for your money. Like, she said that. So I just feel like she's a little shady about the way she's doing it.
Stacey?
I'm going to go with Jesse.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jesse because I feel like he's the biggest manipulator. I think Paul, you know, has his little ways, but I think he also actually likes Karini, too. I think Jesse is just using Darcy.
100%.
Messing with her head and it's pissing me off.
No, I agree. Even though I want to say Paul because Paul is like really out there and like you know how he is. But at least he's honest. If he thinks you're crazy, he thinks you're a psycho and you're stalking him, he's gonna say it. He's not like he doesn't lie about things. Well, ooh. Yeah, no, he lies. But I don't know. I agree.
I'm we got say some Jesse. Fans. Amber S says Jesse, Coffee Time says Hazel, Kimberly Mayfield said Paul, and Luann says Hazel.
Okay. But Hazel's kind of upfront about hers.
Hazel.
That's the part that I'm like stuck with.
She's kind of, I agree with you. She's upfront about hers. But let's go ahead and get into predictions.
She's still fooling him.
Predictions. We saw the preview already. Linda, you usually have like a list of predictions. You want to start?
Do you guys want me to start?
Yeah.
I can start. Absolutely. Okay, so.
Quick predictions.
Okay, real quick. I think that Marta is not going to be able to go to Algeria anytime soon. And we're not going to see her until the spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I think Tariq and Hazel together, he's going to find out that she's just wanting him for his money. And he's going to propose to her anyways because he's desperate. I think that, again, I keep talking about Ricky and Melissa. I think they brought in that drama for a reason, so it's not the last that we've seen of Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Angela are over. The end. And I think that Jesse and Darcy, that's all I have to say about them. I think that Jesse and Darcy, we're going to see this breakup really break Darcy. And I think that we're also going to see that he was using her to kind of... extend his fame as a fitness model and fitness trainer and all of that. She's going to find out and do something about it.
Okay, your predictions are always really great. I think I'm just going to agree. Everything Linda said, is I kind of predict too. I agree with you.
I think it's going to be really sad for Darcy next episode. I'm going to be ready to cry. I feel bad for her.
Like, I was already ready to cry for her this time. But you guys know where to catch us every week. Will Jesse really be this rude in person? Like, we saw her, you know, yelling out the car, I don't love you. No, we saw Darcy.
Darcy.
We saw Darcy, I don't love you, or you don't love me, stay out of my life. Do you actually think, like, it's going to go the way we think it is? Or will he change his mind in person?
No.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Come on now. Make sure to keep watching and stay up to date with us, you guys. Yeah. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers and catch us every Tuesday at 7.
Yeah, guys, I just want to say thank you to the fans that have joined us in the live chat. We love hearing your opinions. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And yeah, we'll see you again next week.
Guys, Linda and Twee, let's continue this conversation online. You can find me everywhere on social media at Linda. I was going to say, hey, Alex Bowers. You can find me everywhere at Linda is so girly. Hit me up.
Woo!
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.